Indeed. What we are learning, what we are teaching our channeler is she is good to go. Yes? In other words, she has her own linear expectation of how things should follow. She has her plan. She has her calendar. You understand. And yet there is a bit of the shuffling that occurs. Will she be ready? Will she be ready? Will she be present time consciousness? She really did not know. I guess we will see what arrives. In truth, isn't this the way life is? Life has its twists and turns. It is about expecting for the unplanned and arriving anyway. We ask you to move into this paradigm of consciousness because more and more so, you are learning how to lift yourselves up, and quite bravely, yes? You are learning how to establish the highest of consciousness. And this requires a shift in paradigm. The paradigm of linear consciousness is going away. It is no longer your focus, your main attention. So for the most part, you still have your scheduled conference meetings, your time calendar, and so forth. But allow things to be moved around, allow things to be shifted. In other words, enjoy the flow of your spiritual arrival, because as you allow yourself to always be in the flow, in other words, thy will be done, yes? You will be on the crest of the new vibration, of the new appointment, of your new promotion. As you continue to argue with life, resist life, this is not how I planned, you will actually turn your back to your good fortune. In other words, what if life has to start following you? You are praying, you are asking for advancement, and then when the clock does not appear to follow the normal course of your day, you actually turn your back to the next vehicle of your advancement, of your abundance, of your divine appointment. That would be quite silly. That would not serve you at all. So understand that there is a new energy in charge that is flowing through your life, that is expanding your horizons, that is expanding your opportunities. And as you learn how to arrive in each moment fresh, unencumbered by past expectations, past energies that would resist that which was not in your linear viewpoint, well, then you can learn how to work with the energies as a master more readily. Because you see, life is expanding, life is lifting you up. And in truth, your life, for the most part, is over as you would permit it. Now, it does not mean that your life force is leaving Earth consciousness. It does not mean that your bones, your flesh, that body vehicle you like to carry with you, it does not mean it is going anywhere. But more so that you are learning how to live life from a new level of consciousness, from a new promotion. And this takes a bit of practice, a bit of training, because it is not about trying to figure anything out ahead of time. Now, you will argue with us, yes? In other words, in order to get the trash out on Tuesday, you must bundle it up on Monday night. There are things that need to be attended to on a linear framework. In truth, you will find as you move into this new vibration that there are going to be less and less of the problems that are going to be solved in the linear standpoint at all. In other words, you can search, you can ponder, you can question, how am I going to bring these new enjoyments, these new energies, these new opportunities into my ViewMaster, and to no avail? What you will find is when you stop trying to fix things, problem solve things from a linear standpoint, and move more into the enjoyment of experiencing the flow of life, the richness of life, the present time consciousness. In fact, everything that you need will arrive exactly at its right time in the divine present moment. You see, it is a joy ride you are seeking. Now, we understand there are many moments that do not feel like joy at all, yes? But we ask you to search within your heart and in truth, decide where you have been abiding. As you have been abiding in a dualistic format, in other words, to determine something is good, something is bad, this restaurant is more favorable than that. This box of cookies has a favorite reality over that, you miss the holy point. When you see everything as an aspect of consciousness, when you open up and arrive to the consciousness of joy, to the consciousness of expansion, and the consciousness of love, indeed, you will have arrived, because you will leave nothing out. You will have no preference over one versus another. Now, again comes the argument, well, I do have a preference. I would rather marry this suitor than that. You see, that is preference. In truth, as you experience joy, as you maintain a heartful attitude of allowing life to live through you, you will understand that your higher self will guide you to the right suitor. It is not a matter at all. And if your suitor is not quite ready for the meeting, well, have a jolly good laugh and enjoy all the suitors that are being presented until then. You see? Do you see the difference? There is no strain. There is no angst. There is no worry. When will the right one arrive? You will simply be in the present moment enjoying life for the sheer joy of the enjoyment. Now, again, the linear mind questions this, ponders this, but you don't understand. I have bills to pay, I have problems, I have tuition, and so on and so forth. And we say yes, and isn't that all the more reason to expand into the spiritual flow? Because indeed, all that you need will arrive as a perfect gift when it is needed, when it is requested, in its perfect form. The question is, where are you? Because as you are judging what life should bring you, as you are defining what will create happiness for you, you are missing the flow of life. What if happiness is already before you in each step of the way? In other words, it is only the mind that determines happiness will arrive when I achieve this goal, when my suitor will come, when the tuition bill is paid. As you enjoy the gift of the flow of happiness, life itself, what you may find are alternative ways to pay the tuition. Perhaps you don't need the tuition at all. Perhaps there is a cheaper form of education. Who knows what information is down the pipe? But it requires a releasing of the linear burden of the expectation. Because as you have this expectation of what will determine happiness, of what will determine productive outcome, you impede the progress of the spiritual master, of the spiritual guide, of your inner intuition, which is helping you hone on your ideal target. You see? In other words, in truth, the more that you have opportunity to rest the linear mind and expand into your true life, to your true wisdom master, life itself, your higher self, you will find your life twisting and turning. Perhaps you didn't need that suitor at all. You see, you don't know because you haven't surrendered to life. So this is a process that you are all being suggested, prompted, motivated to try out. In other words, our channeler had this idea, this happens, and then this happens, and then this happens, the linear sequence of things. But in truth, does that all really matter? In other words, why not skip through the day? Why not open up to the joy in each moment? Why not open up to your intuitive guidance, your intuitive teacher? In truth, that is what you are learning to do. In truth, it is all a matter of dream, yes? And it is a bag of bones. What is important is the level of intuitive awareness that you are streaming in. What is important is the activation of the master consciousness that is moving in. This is the important part of the day. This is the true master that is to be followed, that is to be aligned with. As you keep reaching for this energy, as you keep aligning to this truth, indeed, all that you need will flow to you. This is what all of the great awakened masters had discovered. Do you notice how all their needs were always met? Do you wonder how that occurs? Because when they join with life itself, when they understand the important riddle that it is all them, they are all life, then there's no separation between who they are and that which they have need of. You see, that is how they have the miraculous offerings of the land, of the golden coins. Whatever their needs are, simply manifest because they understand that it is all a riddle of vibration, a riddle of consciousness. One that each of you are due to solve, one that each of you are due to explore, to establish residence. Yes, you are all learning how to reside on a new plane of reality. Now understand, this is an important feat. This is an important accomplishment. Because as you look around, you look at the wars, you look at the voting process and so forth, you understand that there are problems lurking, whether this one or that one gets elected. It matters not if it is done in the energy of hatred, if it is done in the energy of propaganda, may we suggest. There is a higher approach that is being presented to each of you in the collective realm. You see, you each work out of a multitude of levels of consciousness each day. How you structure your day depends on which level of consciousness you choose to abide in. May we suggest you continue to use the calendars, you continue to vote at the election voting place and so forth, but in addition to that, beyond that, you continue to vote for life. You continue to take the attitude that the new paradigm, the new approach, the new energy has indeed arrived, and you are ready to play. You are ready to come on board. So at this time, we congratulate all of you that have served the light, that have been willing to extend themselves into higher levels of reality. We applaud you, we bow to you, because indeed we are the servants to you. You see, master energy, awareness, intelligence on other dimensions, it is serving those dimensions, but what about the earth plane? It is you that will make the difference at this place and time on Mother Earth. It is you that will quite literally change your world as you take personal ownership for changing your consciousness. As you continue to deliver this advancement, indeed, the goodies shall be delivered to you. So let us begin. We ask you to relax and to receive the extension of your true self, to receive your oneness. In truth, you are one with all that you seek at this time. It could be no other way. Relax into this holy awareness and receive. Receive that alignment with this truth. From there, you will springboard into the creative process of self-mastery, of manifestation. But first, you must understand exactly the process of true liberation of consciousness. You are already there. It is there for the taking. Establish your right as true sovereign of your experience, and there shall you discover the master. So let us seal this level of consciousness of communion. We ask you all to turn your attention to your higher heart, to the flame of consciousness of truth that burns within, to ignite this flame in recognition of your true self, of your true heritage, and your true residence. As you breathe this flame into your life, we ask you to imagine your life becoming illuminated. Imagine your body taking on the reverberance of the light being, of the light body. Imagine this light then traveling out to all the areas of your life and world that you may feel need a bit more light to be lit up. Imagine your workplace lit up. Imagine your home, your relationships with your family, with your children, with your spouse, with your pets. You see, as you provide light, you lift the consciousness of these relationships. Imagine sending light to your bank account, you see, to your vehicles, to your boats, to anything that you feel is an extension of you. And now we ask you to go beyond, to send the light to your neighbors, to your city, to your country, and out to the world. You see, dear ones, it is all you. There truly is no separation. As you continue to align with this unity consciousness, you will recognize you are indeed the source of all of your experiences. And if you are the source, you needn't worry again. So, allow us to proceed. We fill you up with light. We surround you with light. And we send light through your travels. Imagine going through the rest of your day with your path lit up. Imagine light suddenly appearing, lighting your way, showing you who to go to, who to see. You see, in truth, this is exactly how it is. It is just on a more subtle level. Imagine your way home being lit. It is as simple as that, as you will receive it. And so it is. All right, my lovelies. Well, that actually, I love that ending part, that the past led and we just follow it. It just felt so nice and safe to me. It really did. It felt so beautiful. All right, so we're going to start with Louisa, who's sitting there up on top. It's like Hollywood Squares, isn't it? This makes me laugh sometimes. Sorry about early eruption. Okay, no problem, honey. You are not the only one to make you feel better. I had a session, it just went over, so no problem at all. So how can we help you?
Anything for my days on high school.
Okie dokie. And say your first name.
Louisa.
One moment, sweetie. Okay, we're going to try that one more time. And say your first name, please.
Louisa.
And say it one more time.
Louisa.
And say it one more time.
Louisa.
Okay, so what they're saying is, let me just make sure, and say it one more time, sweetheart.
Louisa.
Yeah. So here's what they're saying. There's a pull, I think, like in all of us that have the awakened hearts, to always want to serve, to always want to help, you know. So it's like, if we're not helping our relatives, our children, we want to help friends, we want to help Mother Earth. And that is all very, very, very purposeful, because that's just what we do. But what they are sharing is that the absolute greatest way, the best gift we could possibly give, is to help ourselves. In other words, here's the example they want to give for you, and it's probably for me as well. So, you know, if I have a friend in need and I run over with a cup of sugar, and then, you know, this person needs me and that person needs me, and whatever, I'm just running around helping everybody all day long. But they're saying that if I would take the awareness that to follow my intuition, and my intuition said, you need to meditate for half an hour. You need to take a nature walk for 20 minutes or whatever. And I followed that, and that put me in a higher state of consciousness. That in fact, giving all those lovely people I just helped through my day, oh my gosh, maybe even just 5 minutes of my time instead of an hour or a half hour or whatever, would do them, they're saying, 100 times more good. 100 times more good. If I would devote myself, this is your message, of course, if we would devote ourselves to the purity of the cause, to the purity of the cause. In other words, because this world always has our eyes facing outward, we're always like reacting to life rather than being proactive. In other words, we respond to the phone call, we respond to the text, we respond to the news program. We're always like responding to external stimuli is what they're saying. And so some of it we do out of our heart, and some of it we actually do, oh goodness, I hate to say this, but I have to say this, almost out of laziness, because the energy is already built up to do that. And it takes a lot more dedication and diligence to start paying attention to the inner world, to start, you know, recognizing. It's kind of like if you have a friend or whatever calling you from outside, it's like, what about the friend that's calling you from inside? You know, when do you answer her calls? When do you answer her, you know, emails, texts, or whatever? And that because we're still seeing ourselves as these linear beings walking on this linear plane, we devote all this outer attention. And say your name, honey.
Luisa.
And say it one more time.
Luisa.
You in particular have this ability to develop this inner life of consciousness that is going to be just as rich, just as fulfilling as your outer experience. And say your name one more time, honey.
Luisa.
And say it one more time.
Luisa.
It feels to me like what they're saying is like there's a level of you that how do I say this? Like almost doesn't believe that. Like almost doesn't believe that that's true. And so what they're encouraging you to do is to try them out. To try them out. They're saying, you know, who lives within those bag of bones? They keep calling us bag of bones today. I don't know why. But who lives within those bag of bones? Who really resides there? Because what you're going to find is you have such great learning, such great wisdom, such great attunement and information within that actually is there as the gift to all of life that you serve without. Is a gift to all of life that you serve without. And it has to do with I'm hearing that song, Getting to Know You, you know that song? It has to do with really getting to know yourself better in your inner life, in your inner world, in your inner truth. So it basically sounds like spiritual development, but in your case, they're saying to Luisa, say your name one more time, honey.
Luisa.
They're saying that it's time to organize. It's time to organize. So this is how it feels, and you may have heard me tell the story because the past couple of weeks I keep telling the story. You know, I used to, and I don't know what it is for you, but for me it was meditation. And you know, I used to do like 10 minutes meditation, whatever, you know, and I would do it, you know, I do it on the fly, I do it like on the way to group or whatever, but I would always do it. But you know, my guides were constantly like, you know what, it's like either you really devote yourself to this or you're not going to get where it is you're trying to go. So I finally got the discipline of it. I finally got the discipline of my spiritual practice. And it has been life-changing. It's been life-changing. And you know what's funny, Louisa? I wonder, why didn't I do this earlier? Why didn't I do this earlier? But it was because I was still acting out of ego consciousness. And the ego consciousness is like, oh, you know, do this, follow this, you know? And because here's the thing, it's like the ego is so loud and spirit isn't. Spirit's like very soft. It's not gonna yell and scream. It'll just wait, you know? But it has the richness. My feeling is you have great gifts waiting to be revealed within you as you pay attention to your life within. And there's something that you need to learn about that. They're saying like you need to learn like the value of it. You need to respect it. You need to value it. You know, it's sort of like if you had like this very famous guru come to town and you were able to get tickets, would you value that experience? And you would probably say yes. So they're saying there's this great, amazing guru right inside. Value it, pay attention to it, learn from it, learn how to receive it, learn how to live from that space. I feel like you are being supported. Here's how I feel. I feel like you have such good karma that you could probably take another 10 years if you needed to. But why? But why is what Spirit's saying. Because as you, you know, basically Spirit's propping you up until you finally settle down to start dwelling within. That's how it feels to me. That's how it feels. So it's not to like criticize whatever practices you're doing, but just to alert you that you have, and say your name one more time.
Louisa.
The best way to help all of your loved ones is to start helping yourself a little bit more. I'll leave you with that. You're so welcome. Okay, Svetlana. Let's see if she comes up. She didn't expect me to call her yet. We're gonna see if we can get her. If not, we'll come back. Svetlana, are you there? Apparently the answer is no. Oh, yes, she is. I knew she wasn't expecting that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry at all. Don't be sorry at all. How can we help you, sweetheart?
Yes, any message for me?
Okay.
For the best.
And say your first name, please.
Svetlana.
And say it one more time.
Svetlana.
And say it one more time.
Svetlana.
Oh my God, you are doing well. You are doing really well. Go girl. You're anchoring in energies. You're anchoring in your truth. And Spirit is so excited. You have no idea. Spirit is so excited for you. God, how do I say this? You're about to break through. You're really about to break through. It's almost like, how do I say it? It's almost like you have nothing to lean on except yourself. And you're finding and you're teaching yourself that really yourself's pretty fantastic after all. And yourself does know what it's doing. And so it through that experience, as difficult and as heart-wrenching as it may be at times, it's actually providing you a fantastic growth opportunity that from there is going to springboard you into like a new playing field. Here's how I feel. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. They keep assuring me. They keep wanting me to tell you that so you don't have any worries. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. It sounds so fantastic. You have no idea. So let me see what else I can bring through. And say your name again.
Svetlana.
And say it one more time.
Svetlana.
And say it one more time.
Svetlana.
And say it one more time, honey.
Svetlana.
Do some type of like visualization exercise to anchor in your root chakra. so that you understand that, like, you're here, you're supposed to be here on Earth. The Earth energies are going to provide for you, that you're of her, you're provided for by her, to help you feel more grounded, rooted, more stable, more steady, more financially secure. And remember, finances can come in all different types of forms. And so remember, it comes through your relationship with spirit, so that your needs come through your relationship with spirit. So do any kind of, like, you know, you can imagine when you're sitting that, like, from your root chakra, like, you get this grounding cord that wraps around the core of Mother Earth, so that you feel grounded and centered here on Earth. That will help you right now. Okay, let me see what else. And say your name again.
Svetlana.
And say it one more time.
Svetlana.
And say it one more time.
Svetlana.
My feeling is things may be fuzzy because of everything you're going through right now and experiencing, because this is a learning period for you. This is a growth period, and you are being tested. So things may be fuzzy, but as you pass your test, which I do feel like you're passing, as you pass your test, and it's there's just less of that, like, confusion energy, I don't know how else to describe it, in your midst, what you're going to find is your communications are going to be greater. Your ability to hear spirit's going to be greater. Your ability to, kind of be one with the stars is really going to start coming through much more so. So don't feel that, what am I doing wrong? More so that you're attending to the task at hand right now. And with that is actually part of your grounding process, because you're really kind of grounding your roots and really establishing your voice. You're working on voice. You're working on throat chakra stuff. And just really just allowing yourself to be present. That's how it feels to me. In other words, here's how it feels. Like, not making apologies for yourself, not making apologies for, you know, being alive, for being present, just really anchoring in your truth, anchoring and stabilizing your energies. My feeling is it's really taken a lot of energy and effort. And yet what they're saying is it's just, I'm sorry to say this to you, but they're saying it's just what the doctor ordered. Because you really needed to believe in yourself, and you really needed to not ever apologize for yourself. And it's like, your opinions matter. So you don't need to apologize for them. You need to speak them up more often. And so this process is really teaching you how to do that. It's really teaching you, here's what I want to say to you. It's teaching you how to be a spokesperson for you, because now you're going to be a spokesperson for life. So as you get through your stuff and you evolve, what you're going to find is your throat chakra is going to be much clearer, much, much more healthier somehow. And from that, you're going to be reaching from the stars and bringing in a lot more. And say your name, honey.
Svetlana.
And say it one more time.
Svetlana.
You're going to be bringing in, you need to learn how to do that, but they're going to be showing you how to bring in, I don't know what it is you do, light language, channeling, whatever, but it's going to be coming through. But right now it's about you anchoring in your, God, it's like learning how not to be invisible. That's what I want to say to you. You know, you've been living a life like almost being invisible or something. And it's like, no, you need to be seen. So you need to be comfortable, you know, almost like being, I hate to say this to you, but being the loudmouth in the room, you know, like, you need to be comfortable speaking up. You need to be comfortable being seen. You need to be comfortable having people hear your truth. And that's what you're doing. And as you success and you continue, you're doing great, by the way. as you continue doing that successfully, what you're going to find is those skills are going to transfer into a new arena, into a new career, into a new ability, skill level, something like that. Do you have any questions?
Yes, you said that my prosperity relates to my connection with the spirit. So my understanding is, so I have to use my intuition, whatever signs I'm getting from my higher self, I have just to follow. This is what you mean, so it's like I need to go more inside than try outside the...
This is the card. This is the card. It's going to be backwards for you, but it says self-respect. Self-respect. That's the card I pulled for you when you were talking. Actually, before, as you started talking, because I kind of knew what you were going to ask. But anyway, it all has to do with self-respect. Remember, here's what they want to say to you. The world is not separate from you. So what you pull in, what you experience, always has to mirror how you're feeling inside about you, what you think about you. So you don't get a Tony Robbins, you know, bringing in $10 million a year or whatever he's doing these days, if he doesn't respect Tony Robbins. Do you see what I'm saying? Let's say he was a magnificent orator. He was an orator like in Greek times or ancient times, by the way, but anyway, that's irrelevant right now. So let's say he was a great motivator, he really was, but he didn't respect himself. He may make $40,000 a year, but there's no way he would pull in the millions he does. What he pulls that in because he understands he's worth that. He understands who he is. He understands that he is anchoring in life truths. So this has to do with you understanding who you are, respecting that, loving that. And so that's part of your, I remember you were the one that did the soul things, the things you need to learn about as a soul in the incarnation. That's one of the things that you're here to learn about and that you're going to be sharing with others is you incarnated really with all these manifestations of the polar opposite. In other words, other people giving you messages of why you shouldn't respect yourself. And so that has been part of the soul journey and healing that. And so as you heal that, that is that energy then is going to be broadcasted to all those that you're going to be serving. Do you see what I'm saying? So it's part of your ministry path to be learning the to receive the education that you're now being presented with.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so good at the end. Oh my goodness, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. And here's the thing. Oh my God, eternal love. I don't know if this is in physical form in terms of a new relationship that's going to manifest and or your higher self, not your higher self, like your twin flame on the other side. So whether, I wish I could tell you, babes, but whether it's in the physical or whether it's on another dimension, you've got eternal love guiding you, helping you, supporting you. You are not doing this alone. You are so spiritually supported in this journey right now. I mean, like covered, loved. And it's good. Yeah, that's what I wanted to tell you. You're doing a really good job. You may get off this phone call and be on your knees and being like, oh my God, how am I going to live through this? But Spirit wants you to know, keep it up. Keep up the good job. You're doing fine. Like you really are. You're passing your test.
Okay.
Oh my God. I just, my heart. You're really doing a good job. All right, sweetheart. Avril jumped. I keep trying to get rid of the side and everyone keeps jumping. All right, Avril, are you there, sweetheart?
Yeah, hello.
It's like a puzzle. Okay, so it's cold in England. Look at that cute coat you have on. How can we help you?
It's very cold. Thank you for the channeling. Mm-hmm. Could you give me a general reading, please?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. What they want me to know. Thank you.
And say your first name.
Avril.
And say it one more time.
Afro.
And say it one more time.
Afro.
Okay, one moment, please. I'm trying to figure out what is causing something. Excuse me. Avril, say your name one more time, honey.
Avril.
And say it one more time.
Avril.
And say it one more time.
Avril.
And say it one more time.
Avril.
I wish I knew the details, but I don't. But this is what I do know. Avril, say it one more time.
Avril.
Avril, I'm going to come back because I want to be 1,000,000% sure I'm right about something. So give me a second. Hi, Otto. How can we help you?
Things are really kind of spooky at the moment. I've got a couple of people that want me to do some ads for them on Craigslist, but I think they're kind of... I put a little ad on Craigslist and for a handyman.
Mm-hmm.
No description, and they want me to, post ads for them on Craigslist. They both, two separate individuals, asking me if I have any qualifications or anything like that. So, and yeah, it's just, things are, and I have, a financial crunch deadline for tomorrow night, and blah, 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 sort of thing. And yep, things are really up in the air for me at the moment.
One moment. And I don't say your first name? And say your first name, honey.
Otto.
And say it one more time.
Otto.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think I'm paying a bit more attention these days.
Mm-hmm. Well, what they're saying is that you're paying attention. Well, it's exactly what you're talking about. That to pay attention to what you do know rather than what you don't know. In other words, the more that you focus on that which is life-giving, that which is affirming, that which is constructive, you will move forward. The more you focus on what you don't know where did I go wrong, that kind of thing. I get into those spaces every once in a while, or at least I used to. Where did I go wrong? It's like you're lending your energy into that camp, and then that just kind of backslides you. So it's like exactly what you said. The more that you keep moving forward with prosperity consciousness, with forward movement. There's something though that's around the corner for you besides this whole Craigslist thing though. Otto, say your name again, honey. I'm having trouble hearing you for whatever reason. But what I can say is you've got guides that are trying to help you gain employment. So instead of, I don't know what it is you're doing, but like employment. So my feeling is if you look in that arena of life, you may be pleasantly surprised in terms of spirit guiding you and trying to help bring you good favor. So that you don't have so you're not up against the wall all the time, you know, back up against the wall kind of thing. I'm trying to see if I can. Yeah?
I am working, you know, I mean, I applied to this one trucking company and they sent me a bunch of emails and I've got to get back to them today. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's like, I'm working that too. I think that may be good. And at the same time, you know, I have a short-term financial crunch that's would severely hamper my functionality. I suppose I'll get through it. But could be easier. And I've been talking to the guys on the other side and doing all that I think that I can do, or mostly more so than I have in the past.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's how it feels. Yeah. That's why I feel like you've got help on its way. And say your name one more time.
Otto.
I'm just going to leave you with that last message. I wish I could give you more guidance on the linear level. Unfortunately, I can't today. But I keep hearing, like, don't focus on what you don't know. Focus on what you do know. And that you might be surprised how you can slide into, like, first base or whatever. But to keep focusing on what you do know. Keep focusing on what you do know. So it's almost like a faith walk and to keep going. And spirit will match that is what I hear. Spirit will match that. Focus on what you do know. And I do see employment opportunities coming your way. I do see that. So I will leave you with that. All right, Miss Deborah.
Well, okay.
Okay, honey. Hi, Deborah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hi. I just want to basically whatever they would like to tell me today.
Okay. And say your first name.
Deborah.
And say it one more time.
Deborah.
And say it one more time.
Deborah.
Oh my gosh. I see what they're showing me, but I'm trying to figure out what it means. One moment. Deborah, say your name one more time, honey.
Deborah.
And say it one more time.
Deborah.
And say it one more time.
Deborah.
Yeah. Do you have ideas of where your band can play? Let me show you what they're showing me. I see you in your band, but then I see you getting off stage and talking to people. And so
I've been the one booking it, and I've been, since we spoke last time, I've gotten like 3 gigs. I'm getting stuff. I've been pushing the agents. I've been pushing it as hard as I can.
Uh-huh. That's okay. That's what I hear. You're very good at it. Okay. Okay. So that makes sense. Okay. So let's try that again and see what else I can get. And say your first name.
Deborah.
And say it one more time.
Deborah.
And say it one more time.
Deborah.
Yeah. You're excellent. You're an excellent communicator. You're excellent. They're kind of laughing because I've got one of your spirit guides that's like, you know, after she finishes getting bookings for her play, her thing, she can start doing this work for other bands too, you know, that are not in competition with you. They're saying that you're excellent at it. You're a really good communicator. You know, you may laugh at this, but they're saying there's actually an opportunity for, you know, for you to book other places and get commission from other people, you know, as a way for extra income as well. You're a good communicator. You're a good communicator. Watch out, Deborah's in town. Well, how about that? Yeah, it's really good. It's really good. Okay, so let me see what else I can bring forth. And say your name again.
Deborah.
And say it one more time.
Deborah.
And say it one more time.
Deborah.
So do you ever go to like out of town places?
No, but I mean, my goal is for us to do some nice venues out of town, like Vegas.
Yeah. Well, they're showing me like, you know, maybe just even in Florida,
yeah.
But that if you have opportunities out of town to explore, that you can book. You know, so I don't know, like a couple hours away or something, but that what I'm looking at is just like there's this nucleus, which I guess is like where you live, and then it goes out like this, you know, it just keeps expanding. Yeah, you're good. I kid you not, you actually could do this for other bands. You're good. Okay, so start looking out of town is what they're saying. Okay, and what else? And say your name again.
Deborah.
And say it one more time.
Deborah.
And say it one more time.
Deborah.
You're gonna lasso in something. I actually see it with like a lasso. You're gonna lasso in something. You're gonna lasso in something. It's good. It's really good, actually. Gosh, good for you. I'm so proud of you. So proud of you. All right, so let me see if they have anything else to say that can help. And say your name one more time.
Deborah.
And say it one more time.
Deborah.
And say it one more time.
Deborah.
Thank you. What it is, it's like they're not revealing it to me, but you're gonna step on the right door that's gonna open up something. You're gonna open something up. I don't know what it is. It's almost like it's a secret door, like it's almost like in a house where it's like, oh, you got the jack prize, like the door just suddenly opens up, or it's like the secret compartment is what it looks like to me. But the first thing I got was that you're gonna go outside the local area. The next thing was that you're going to lasso something in, and then it feels like something, like you have this opportunity that you're just going to step into. You're going to step into. All right, so what do they want to say about that? And say your name one more time.
Deborah.
And say it one more time.
Deborah.
Well, let me say it this way. You're learning about, yeah, I got that. Go forward fearlessly. You're learning about consciousness. In other words, on the one level, yes, you would like to have more business. Yes, you would have like to have more income. So that's like the linear level of life. But the more important level of life is you're learning how to treat yourself like a candidate for self-mastery. Because you're learning how to organize your energy, harness your energy, and create that which is your intention to create. And you're doing it beautifully. I mean, I'm just like, oh my God, like I'm going to give you things I want to accomplish. I mean, really, like you can get me in the next channeling thing that I need to get into. That's how I feel. And it's very purposeful for you, because on a soul level, that has been like the plan all along, for you to not lean on others. And to understand your own power And in times past, there's been this like cushion. Like, I don't know, someone else will take care of it or someone else will do it. And so then the problem is that kind of bleeds your energy dry because you don't really get to understand who you are. And so sometimes like when it's a sink or swim situation, it's like, ah, your higher self has you exactly where it wants you, because from there, you're willing to grow your money tree or you're really your true self. I feel so positive about your future. You have no idea. And my feeling, here's the funny thing, I feel like it actually goes beyond this band. As wonderful as this band is, I feel like something actually, there's like a branch that goes off beyond the band. But have fun with the band, because you've got this. I mean, you've got this. You're on a roll. You're just fantastic. And you voted. You voted for you is who you voted for today. You really voted for you. Do you have any questions? Other questions?
No, it's funny that you say that, because I have been feeling more and more empowered. And when I meditate, I got to the point where I'm like, okay, you know what? If it's going to happen, it's on me, because no one else. I just knew that, and then I kind of just started stepping out and saying, all right, well, I got to get this done. And I've been feeling more and more empowered as I do it. So that's really good confirmation. So thank you.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful. Beautiful job. All right, so we all need to touch Deborah to get good luck here. Okay, all right, Miss Avril. Look at her with her coat on. All right, sweetie. So we're going to try this again. Avril, say your name again, sweetheart.
Avril.
And say it one more time.
Avril.
And say it one more time.
Avril.
Are you a medium?
No.
No. Okay, so this is what I would say. Avril, say it one more time, sweetheart.
Avril.
Use Archangel Michael. And you know Archangel Michael, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So use Archangel Michael and cut any psychic cords where you're attached to anyone's energy, anyone's energy is bleeding off you, that kind of thing. And then, let's see, Archangel Michael will help you cut the cords. Do a little quick meditation. Just fill yourself up with the white Christ light. And say your name again.
Avril.
And do anything in your house, like incense, smudge, light a candle, anything to clear the energy. I don't feel like there's anything like to be concerned about or anything like that. More so that there just feels like you've picked up some low energy, and I don't know from where, but it really doesn't matter, because you just clear it. It's as simple as that. And I don't feel like there'll be any problem with that. Anything that you can bring in like a higher vibration into your area would be helpful. So it's as simple as like putting on high vibration music, incense,
a smudge stick would
be fine.
I did an angel card reading for someone a couple of days ago. It might be the residue of that. But I only do it from the book. I don't do it as a talent.
Okay. So when, and you did it in your house?
Yeah.
Okay. And did you clear the energy after?
I pray, but I don't, maybe it didn't.
So you just pray for the energy to be released? And say your name again?
Avril.
And say it one more time?
Avril.
You got some energy that's keeping you down.
I've mixed with some very angry people the last couple of days. They might have. I've been trying to get rid of the energy today, but the memory of what they're going through keeps coming.
That's what it is. Yeah, it's not the angry. Yeah, it's not the angel reading. It's that. Yeah. All right, so that's good to know. So you can carry on with your angel reading. So that part's good to know. All right. So what you can do with that heavy energy, again, we're going to call on Archangel Michael. We're going to cut the cords. We're going to fill ourselves with the white Christ light. And then if you imagine, and do this with me right now is what they're suggesting, imagine being underneath a violet waterfall. So imagine just being under a waterfall, but it's violet. And what it's gonna do is totally clear your auric field, and it's going to clear your crown chakra. And just revitalize your energy space. So take a moment and just do that. And that's good for all of us empaths. What it is you're an empath, and you just took on that energy. It's what it is.
Yeah, I've been trying to get rid of it all day.
Okay. So how does that feel? Do you notice any difference?
I feel a bit better.
A little bit better. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So what you want to do, here's what they want to remind you of, because they're saying you're the best empath they've got on the planet. In other words, you're fantastic. You're spiritually very developed. You also take on a great deal of stuff. Some of it is because you're an empath. Some of it is because you need to respect yourself a little bit more and have better boundaries, is what they're saying. So the boundary, once you really lock in understanding of boundaries, you're going to take on less stuff. You really are. But it's almost like, here, hold my bags. And you're like sitting here like this. So, make it a practice when you leave energies that feel heavy to like come home, take a shower, smudge yourself incense, call on spirit, call on the angels and ask them to, lift all the energies that are unlike love or any energies that are not of your energy. And then call on Archangel Michael. And as you get into a better practice of being diligent with that, you're going to find those situations to be less problematic. And it has to, today's about self-respect. It's just the theme of the day. Because it has to do with loving yourself. It has to do with honoring yourself. And Avril, you're in great company, because I do groups. I do meetup groups, and I'm just processing everybody's energy. You know, and then I come home and I totally forget to do what I just told you to do. But nevertheless, do what I told you to do. The other thing is salt baths. If you have a bathtub, salt bath will help also. Yeah, so you can use Epsom salt, sea salt, or even just regular salt, any kind of salt, just put it in there and just soak for a little bit, and it'll get rid of that energy as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. And say your name one more time, please.
Avril.
And say it one more time.
Avril.
Yeah, you feel really good to me except for that. So it's about, but they're saying that whole that is like your last block, your last learning block, because it has to do with boundaries and it has to do with loving yourself and self-care. So that's what you're in the process of learning. And yeah. It's good. It's really good. It's really good.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Indeed. We wish that for each of you. You see, as you are learning to honor yourself and trust yourself, you understand the great abundance and fruits of labor that will enter your life experience. While each of you may have different details to your paths, what you will find is there is a great commonality. It is about respecting your ministry, respecting your mastery, and creating the utopia on the plane of life called the Gaia. She is in need of you at this time. There are troubled times afoot, yes, but understand, in a higher vibration, all is well and quite divine. That is what you are learning how to do moment by moment, both in your personal affairs and then for the collective whole. We surround you with our guidance and our light as you perform these important tasks. Until next time, we remain. Namaste.